A65. Number 12A.
All right. Actually, I would have liked to finish this survey this morning so that we have plenty of time or more time for the synonymous term and for the laws and for the new subject I would like to share with you. So I think instead of asking too many questions or waiting for the answer, which always is taking a lot of time, perhaps I go on and ask the question and I answer it myself. But it is important because it all are exercise and exercise to culture us into the tonality of the categories. So we have done the Word in Divine Science, the Christ in Divine Science, we come to Christianity in Divine Science. So we must be aware Christianity is always the outcome of the Christ. Here in Divine Science, the outcome is that we have here the all-embracing or the all-in-all. Now we are very familiar already through what we have been doing with the term all-in-all. You get there a very nice sense of Divine Science. Divine Science as a level is the all-embracing, the all that is in all, and you can see that it is at the point of Christianity, because Christianity is the outcome, and that is indicated through the all in with small letters. You call it small letters, no, you call it different, capital letters, lowercase. So that is the focal point of Christianity. So that you have here really a sense of the full self-fulfillment of being on the level of Divine Science. Or you have the coexistence of principle and idea. Again, that's something you have been seeing this week over and over, that on the level of Divine Science we have the oneness of principle and idea. And that oneness can be brought out very clearly as co-existent. Can you hear it? Co-exist. It exists at the same time, at the same place. And gives also a sense of Christianity, because it's a co-existence of principle and idea. And the idea always focuses on Christianity. So you have, again, like with the all-in-all, you have the coexistence of principle and idea. Principle as the all with capital A, and coexistence is the in, and then the all with lowercase is idea. Can you see that? It's a tonality that you have to see, that in Divine Science you take in principle and idea, but as a one, as a coexistence. Also, we have here divine ego. We always know that it is that divine ego is the divine subjective being, but at the point, really, of being conscious of itself, that's the divine ego, and therefore it shows in Christianity that there is only one divine ego, one consciousness of its own state of being, including principle and idea, including really God and man as the one ego. So that God and man has the same ego. That's the divine ego. And you see that it is Christianity, because it says it has only one ego, whereas we say, well, God is an ego, and then wrongly say mortals have an ego. Now, to correct that there is coexistence of God and man, principle and idea coexistence, therefore there can be only one ego, but that ego must be a divine ego. We come to the next column, science. Science which always has to explain what's going on in the world, Christ, Christianity, which always takes the world, Christ, Christianity together as a one. So we have the triune person. Under that triune person, we get more the scientific terminology. First, as the divine self-understanding. You see, it's not understanding. It's not even divine understanding. Because when we talk about divine understanding, we mean that man understands divinely. Whereas here, the tone is quite different. It is that the divine, that God, that being, understands itself. See, we must see that spirit, that God, spirit imparts understanding. So it is on the highest level that God understands himself. You can see that it is science because it has to do with understanding. You can see that it is divine science. Why? Because it's self-understanding. It's God understanding himself. Again, the coexistence of a principle and idea as at the point of understanding. So that there is only one understanding, God understanding himself. Which biblical terms is often also described as the Holy Ghost. As that understanding that God has and that God develops in his own consciousness. Point two is harmonious self-government. Again, you have a sense of science, because science is that which governs through its principles, through its divine principle love. And it is harmonious self-government, and it is self-government. It is not governing the universe. It's not governing man, it's not governing the body. Can you see, it's not governing some side outside of itself. God governing man, or God governing body. That would not be divine science. That would be either absolute Christian science or Christian science, according to the context. But when we see that God governs himself, as Mrs. Eddy brings it out in prose work, then we have the self-government. So you get the terrific sense of self-government, again, like we had self-existent, self-expressed, self-fulfilled, self-governed, as being the tone of divine science. At the point of science itself, it's harmony. Or I try to bring it out through what Mrs. Eddy calls the unity of principle and spiritual power. She speaks about this in the textbook. Again, you see, you feel or you hear the tone of divine science, because in divine science, principle and its idea is one. Here it is brought out as principle and spiritual power, because it's the harmonious government that is to be brought out. The activity of it in science. So that's the coexistence and the unity and the co-unity, that principle and spiritual power, which is an idea of principle, are actually coexistent, that there is not a principle and somewhere else spiritual power. See, it's not that God is a principle and that the practitioner has spiritual power to heal. It is showing that that principle within itself is spiritual power, and is therefore the power of harmonious self-government. So you get the sense of divine science through that unity of principle and idea, or principle and spiritual power, and naturally it is science, because it brings out really the self-government, the self operation, the self-understanding of science. Yes. Is that the way that you can understand what I say? Can you follow, or is it too quick? Is it all right? Yeah. So we go to the next level, to absolute Christian science. I just train ourselves again in the categories. You see, I was saying right from the beginning that we must see at what point of the spiritual development we are, and we said we are at the point where we have to begin to see that within our consciousness we are conscious not of single facts, but that our consciousness runs in categories and must think in categories. We can't get away from that if we want to be progressive and not old hat. Then somehow we should make that terrific, wonderful step to think in categories. Now, this is what I have just been presenting this over this survey that I constantly are showing you: level of the category of divine science, category of word, or Christ, or Christianity and science, so that little by little, through a lot of exercise, you get into the habit, really, of thinking in these categories, which is a great help, because then, afterwards, you can put any old question that comes to you, no matter if it's a political question, or an economic question, or a question of health, or anything. You can easily put it right away into the few categories and begin to see what it is and to deal with it from that standpoint. So let's train ourselves again on the level of absolute Christian science. If we talk about absolute Christian science, what tonality rings in our spiritual ear? It's a tonality which says, now we are going to contemplate. What is the relationship from that divine principle which we have been considering? Two specific ideas. Or what is that relationship from principle to ideas? And if it is a relationship of principle to ideas, we know that the ideas are related to each other. So that there is a relationship of ideas to ideas via principle. And that gives us a sense of a calculus of ideas blending with other ideas, of ideas calculating with other ideas. And you get actually a completely different problem, subject or problematics. Do you have the term problematics? The problematics of something. Yes? That would be a nice term, you see. You get here, then a different problematic, namely this calculation of specific ideas. And in order to do that, we need to know how on that level the operation flows, first from the Word to the Christ, then from the Christ to Christianity, and then how the foresight explains a lot of things. So I got to those three terms in the Word in absolute Christian science. The very first one of the Word is usually the Word of the creative Word of God, the creative impulsion, that the Word is always the Logos. By the Word of God, by the Logos, everything has been made that was made. You can see the Logos is a creative activity. It's a creative impulsion. So at the beginning you have the Creator, the Divine Creator, which I call the creative impulsion. So the Word here indicates really the Creator. And the absolute Christian science, as we have said, is the relationship of principle to idea. Now, if you have studied those tapes, on that summer school, 1973, New York, which was on the assignment. Not everybody perhaps could study them because it's quite an expensive set of tapes. But I would say that whenever once you can put away some dollars, keep it up and buy those tapes. They are still the best thing I have ever given. They are so fundamental on the whole chart that I think therein is practically everything which we can say about the chart itself. Why did I say that? Not because I want to sell them, but I came from creative impulsion. Oh, yeah. I said, if you have listened to those tapes, you have perhaps in mind, see, that when we consider that relationship seen from your side, from principle here, an arrow leading to idea, that we can contemplate these three things, principle, arrow, idea, principle leading to idea, these three elements. In the word, we put the accent on principle. In the Christ, we put the accent on that arrow. And in Christianity, the accent is on idea. So if you have that in your spiritual consciousness, and you see the flow of it, that actually principle being in a relationship to something, you know that the word will show that process from the point of view of principle first. Here you have it, it's the creative impulsion. Can you hear? Now, impelling something is typically the level of absolute Christian Science. Impelling something is not typical for the science level or for divine science level, because in divine science things are. It's the oneness and the isness of being. But if something is impelled from a source, and that source is God, we call perhaps that impelling force the creator, and creator means that it wants to bring out somewhere a creation. So you get here with that term, creative impulsion, a terrific clear sense of the word as the origin, as the source of that relationship in absolute Christian Science. Or you take revelation, which is just another way of explaining creative impulsion. Revelation usually is just that term which has to do with the creative impulsion of an idea or of a vision or of an enlightenment. Again, in one term you can bring out the word in absolute Christian Science very easily. Because what means revelation? Revelation means that something that has not been revealed is going to be revealed. So you can see at once that has nothing to do with divine science, because in divine science nothing is going to be revealed. There is already everything there. Because in a oneness of being there is nothing new to be shown. But whenever something new is being brought into existence, that is the problematics of it, then it is always absolute Christian Science. So revelation, again, is a term that indicates that there is somewhere a source from which flows something, namely a new insight, a new vision, or anything like that. So you have again the sense of absolute Christian Science, and it is the word, because in revelation the accent is on the creator, on that origin, which says, I give you a new insight. Not you gaining a new insight. Not you figuring out a new insight. God coming to you, vertically down. It's really the word of revelation. The polar star, the word of revelation. Can you hear the tone of revelation? It's not just a term. See, the term revelation is a symbol. And it's a symbol, and if you ask about the categories that must lie behind that term, you arrive at that very clear-cut statement that it must be a point of intersection of the Word, because the Word is impelling something, the creative Word, the impelling Word, going to bring forth something and show something forth. The moment you have that a source is bringing forth something else, you have absolute Christian Science. At the point 3, we have spontaneity. Again, the very same thing. Those three terms are just variations of the very same thing, namely of the creative word, of the creative impulsion, of the power of revelation, of the impact of a revelation. It's spontaneity. Spontaneity, again, means something happens instantaneously, suddenly. Now, can spontaneity be in divine science? Never. Because in divine science, we said, it's already, all is included. So there is no need for something new springing into being. It's already there. So spontaneity means that from a source, something new springs into being. And that at once gives us a sense of absolute Christian Science, namely of a principle that says, I'm going now to reveal myself, I'm going now to manifest myself, bang on, that's the spontaneity. And again, naturally, it is the Word, because again, it is the source of that process of principle of being related to idea. Its accent is again on the source, the origin, like in creative impulsion and revelation. Yes. I put there, just as a help, infinite individualities in order to show the difference between the number 3 on the level of divine science as infinite individuality, as a singular, showing that that is bringing forth through the spontaneity of being, that one individuality in divine science is spontaneously bringing forth, revealing, impelling infinite individualities. That's the relationship of principle to ideas. Yes. If we go to the Christ, what do we see there? I tried to symbolize or to epitomize the Christ, which is in its overall meaning the self-operation of God, here as the self-realization. The self-realization in the meaning, as you hear it, especially over the last 10 years in the world, all these self-realization groups and so on, what they really want to do is that they feel that they should make their true self real. And they seek for a process how they can make their true self, their only self, and their true self, and their real self. Now, in Absolute Christian Science, we see that that is the office of the Christ. That the office of the Christ wants to bring God to man. That's, now we come to the arrow, so to say. The accent is on the arrow. The ways and means how that origin can then bring out the idea. So the Christ here is that which says it is that operation that takes the infinite self and brings it to the point of being realized. It's therefore a process here. realization process. So you have to see that term is not saying that self has been already realized, because that term can also be used that way. It's the process of realization. So we begin to see that in being, if we listen to the Word of God, that Word of God, as the divine impulsion, says, I have a Christ, namely, I'm going to make real everything that is of the true self. And therefore, we see here as the Christ the translation of ideal to idea. Here now we see again that is the Christ, the translating Christ. You see the Christ is always the translating sense. Translating what? And there you see very easily the level of absolute Christian Science, namely to take the ideal and bring it into the form of ideal ideas. Hence, the moment you have the relationship of ideal to ideal ideas, naturally you are thinking on the level of absolute Christian Science. Is that clear? So again, within that translation of ideal to idea, you have clearly the Christ translation of what? On the level of absolute Christian Science, bringing really the ideal to the point of ideal ideas.